Second point, anguish of the dying sinner. The poor dying sinner will be assailed not by one, but by many causes of distress and anguish. On the one hand, the devils will torment him. At death, these hard enemies exert all their strength to secure the perdition of the soul that is about to leave this world. They know that they have but little time to gain it, and that if they lose it at death, they shall lose it forever. The devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, knowing that he hath but a short time. The dying man will be tempted, not by one, but by innumerable devils, who will labor for his damnation. Their houses shall be filled with serpents. One will say, "Fear not, you will recover." Another, "You have been deaf to the inspirations of God for so many years, and do you now expect that he will have mercy on you?" Another will ask, "How can you make satisfaction for all the injuries you have done to the property and character of your neighbors?" Another, "Do you not see that your confessions have been null, that they have been made without sorrow or a purpose of amendment? How will you now be able to repair them?" On the other hand, the dying man will see himself surrounded by his sins. "Evil," says David, "shall catch the unjust man unto destruction." "These sins," says St. Bernard, "like so many satellites, shall keep him in chains, and shall say unto him," quote, "We are your works, we shall not desert you," unquote. "We are your offspring, we will not leave you. We will accompany you to the other world, and you and will present ourselves with you to the eternal judge." The dying man will then wish to shake off such enemies. But to get rid of them, he must detest them. He must return sincerely to God. His mind is darkened, and his heart's hardened. A hard heart shall fare evil at the last, and he that loveth danger shall perish in it. St. Bernard says that the man who has been obstinate in sin during life will make efforts, but without success, to get out of the state of damnation, and that, overwhelmed by his own malice, he will end his life in the same unhappy state. Having loved sin till death, he has also loved the danger of damnation. Hence the Lord will justly permit him to perish in that danger in which he has voluntarily lived till the end of his life.